The Steam Workshop, somebody uploaded the complete HeroQuest collection, like all of the expansions, all the pieces, all the rules.
The best thing about HeroQuest is the Broadsword.
And the best part is that video was part of the download package.
Sweet.
Excellent.
They knew what they were doing.
Excellent.
Okay.
I heard at least you clap.
So,
that's off to a good start. So,
I did mine this time.
I had to hesitate not clapping after the first number you said, because you said
well,
clap.
You
one
said
beat
three.
I did say
three.
After three, and I realized that, but I was waiting, and I was hoping the communication came through, even though I fucked it up, and I will accept that I fucked it up, and I will fix it in post if I have to, because there's literally going to be post.
Fix it in post.
We're fixing it in post. Welcome to Sansok, everybody. I have been kind of arbitrarily grabbing a start point somewhere in here, so just remember that you don't know when you're going to be on the air, so just always be on the air.
We're always on the air.
It's Kendrick.
Hey, Kevin.
Oh, it just sounded like you ate something.
Oh.
Oh, my God, how I own.
What is another song about that?
Oh, my God, how I own.
So, I've kind of been delving back into
Fits in the Tantrums.
Games.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. That I haven't played in a while, because I got bored with, like, I didn't get bored with Borderlands, but I got to a point where, like, I was messing around with, like, other
Did
things.
You get bored,
Borderlands?
I mean, I beat the game, and then I was, like, waiting for Aaron and everybody's schedules to line up to play, like, the expansions, and it didn't happen. So, but Dennis and I have been playing a ton of Tabletop Simulator. Like we played for a straight, like, 5 hours this weekend, just learning game after game, playing games on Tabletop Simulator.
Yay!
Nice.
It's pretty cool, and I can't even fathom how to get into the whole, like, scripted game thing that they can do, because there's, like, macros you can make in it where you can have the game auto-setup stuff for you. Like, it'll,
that
like, be like, how many
awesome.
Players? What difficulty? Oh. And you're, like, auto-setup, and it's, like, shuffles all the cards, deals them all out to you, puts all the pieces where they need to go, starts everybody off.
I was looking at that a little bit on the HeroQuest thing on there, because I really want to do that. I want to actually try that eventually.
HeroQuest?
Yeah, there was a free, from the workshop, the Steam Workshop, somebody uploaded the complete HeroQuest collection, like all of the expansions, all the pieces, all the rules. But
the best thing about HeroQuest is the Broadsword.
And the best part is that video was part of the download package.
Sweet.
Excellent.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, man, I love that video so much.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Other than that, though, I've started playing. I picked up my DS again. So I went through and I organized all my big, like, sack of DS games that I had, because I had accumulated a ton, and Kevin knows this, but I'm, like, kind of like a DS collector, so we have, like, maybe seven or so DSs in this house, like, that
Whoa.
Range from, like, the basic one to, like, the most recent ones.
Do you have the original OG one
No.
with the razor sharp edges to protect our nation's interests?
No, I don't have that one. That's so I have a light, I think is the oldest one I have, is a light.
I do have
but,
the original.
I
have the OG.
I might be able to hook you up, Kyle. Let me see if I still have it, if
okay.
you want it.
Yeah, I mean, I just put them
it
there.
It is
yeah.
ludicrously uncomfortable to play.
You know what the
yeah,
best
I
part
that,
about
I
it
training.
Was? Is that
what?
Mario Kart had one of the balloon popping multiplayer levels, and you played on that DS. Like, it was you drove around on top of it. Like, you were little tiny
Oh,
figures.
Like that was the arena?
That was the arena, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's yeah, awesome. I'm Man. Trying to remember playing that original Samus, the Metroid game that came out for it, where you had to, like, use
the
touchpad to move
one?
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
But I was going through all of my old DS games, right? And I was trying to figure out which ones had stuff in the cases and not, so I could get rid of them, because I inherited a bunch of games from one of my buddies to move to South Korea. So I went through them all, and I found, like, two games that I was like, man, I need to play these games again. One of them was Shovel Knight, which is pretty brutally hard.
Well,
it's,
yeah.
Like, it's not that
almost
bad,
as
but
hard as Super Metroid. Which,
no.
for the record, I have to say, I just edited that today, and I have to apologize. I was
oh.
really way too mean to you.
Ripped it into
I don't
him a little
what,
bit.
I don't know what got up my ass that day, but that was unfair. And I actually have just since played Super Metroid, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, never mind, I get it.
That was kind of what spurred this, though, because the other game that I picked out of there was Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow. And
Ooh.
I remember spending hours as a kid grinding enemies in that game to try to get souls and weapons so I could upgrade and stuff.
Fuck, I love that game.
And I have like a 99.9% save file on there right now that I was like, oh, I don't want to touch it because I want to start fresh, right? Like, and so I was playing that game, and like that's what I was kind of grinding on. I was like, man, I went from playing all these new tech games and fun stuff to like just going to old school, and that kind of sent me down like a rabbit hole of like looking at what I had on Steam and trying to figure out what I was going to play. And so I actually went back. So that aside, that the Castlevania thing I got really deep into for like 2 days straight. And I was like, oh my God, like this game is just so good. Like, and then I got to the Tower of Deceit or whatever, where you have to fight that stupid boss that like is just takes up the whole screen almost, and you can't dodge anything. So you basically just have to have a ton of defense to beat him. It's like the two-legged like Karen beast thing, but it's really hard. And then I put it down and didn't beat it. But I went and I looked at that Bloodstained game on the Switch, which is basically like the spiritual successor to, like, I think it's Aria of Sorrow or something like that. It's the guy who created
I've been meaning to get into that one. Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. I played it for 15 minutes before we started, and it's like straight up like Dawn of Sorrow, Aria of Sorrow. It's
you've absolutely got to get into Dead Cells.
I want to, but that's the one that I'm like kind of scared to do because I actually do want to play other games, but I know if I pick up Dead Cells, it's going to be just like, I'm going to have trouble focusing on working.
No. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think at least for me, when I play Dead Cells, I can probably only make it through 2, maybe 3 runs in a session. Because if I do 3 successful runs, that's 3 hours, and by then someone has alerted me, or the sun has gone down, or work has started. But well, typically, like, I actually just played a little bit earlier today. I went through one of the daily challenges and just got wrecked. I'm like, well, that's enough for me today, I guess.
To be fair, the daily challenges are just... They're so brutal. It sometimes kills my motivation after the end of one.
Well, and that's like, I'm on 1 cell right now, mostly 2 cells. Oh, God, we're doing it.
I just wanted to be known that it was Kendrick.
Your mom's going
to
be so mad.
It wasn't
this time
Kevin.
It was Kendrick. Just let everyone know. It was Kendrick.
Yeah, it was me. I just wanted to say, like, I played a 2 cell, like, I'll just play for a little bit because I'm going to die right away. And then I died right away, and then I immediately lit up a 1 cell and just went to town for like an hour. So I get where you're coming from. But I feel like it's not like World of Warcraft or something where you could just sit there for hours. Because you're going to die from something stupid, and you're going to be like, and I'm done.
That's what leads me into the next part, actually. Because that behavior is not something that stops me from playing. Because I went back to Starbound, which is the sci-fi Terraria, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you were playing
that
the other
game
night.
Is so fucking brutal. Like,
it'll kick you in the dick.
Because it's got the thing where, like, if you fall too far, you die. But that height changes as you play because you get more health throughout the game and stuff like that. So on the very last level, the levels are randomly designed, like, randomly generated or whatever. And there's points where, like, you have to be very careful. But they added this thing where you can double dash forward. And if you press left twice in a row really fast, it dashes you forward, which shoots you off the ledge, which is the most annoying thing ever. But, like, that game I played for straight 6 hours. And I was dying like every 20 minutes, and like the quest people were dying, and I was just like, it was fun, but it was also like Dark Souls hard. It was just rough, you know.
So I feel like we need to get Kyle to play Dead Cells so that he can report back on where it ranks in difficulty between Dead Cells and apparently Super Metroid.
Well, my other part is that, like, I was talking to Kevin about this today, was like the reason I'm kind of like the reason I'd stopped playing things like Crypt of the Necrodancer and the other ones, Children of Morta, was because like games like Castlevania and games like Starbound and games like Borderlands have like more hard progression that you get through and you get to a point and stuff. And so like I'm worried that I don't know if Dead Cells is going to have that. So that's another hesitation I have.
I'm not sure I follow. What do you mean?
Well, like. I don't know if I can describe it if you don't know what I mean by that. Because, like, there's a set number of levels I can get. There's, like, loot I would get towards the end of the game that I get to keep, and I get to use that build to do something. Like, I get to, like, build my character and, like, have that character that I can go to and play. instead of having to like rebuild it every time I play. Like,
so can I just ask the others in the podcast here, Kevin and Joe, have either of you played both Dead Cells and Children of Morta or the games he's talking about?
I have only played Dead Cells. I have played Starbound.
I
haven't played Children of Morta.
I've played Children of Morta. It's very rogue-ish, but the outside progression.
Can you translate this into terms I'd understand from Dead Cells?
There's a lot more outside of run progression, like 100% more. You upgrade each character individually. You unlock new skills. The more skills you unlock per character, the more skills you unlock for the entire family. So the entire outside progression is more and more and more and more. And that gets you further in the game.
So it kind of sounds more like what was the other one I was playing?
It's a Ghost. More like Ghost. Dead Cells is kind of in the middle. And then you have, I know Joe played Enter the Gungeon. There's almost outside progression in Gungeon. Like, not compared to Dead Cells and far from Morta.
Yeah. There's a little bit. If you guys haven't played Enter the Gungeon,
it's on my list.
Like,
it doesn't look fun to me, but I'm going to try it anyway.
It is actually, I think it's charming, which
my
really
helps. My
problem
is I don't like bullet hells.
Yeah,
oh,
it's hard to get past
no,
that.
You'll absolutely not enjoy it then. If you don't enjoy a bullet hell, then it's not as complex. I mean, it's not like, I keep thinking of this one Japanese game that I keep comparing it to, and I forget the name of it, but basically it's like the ultimate bullet hell where you're like, you're a white ship and you can turn into a black ship and the bullets are white or black. And if you're black, black bullets don't hit you. And if you're white, white bullets. So you have to like switch between.
Yeah,
for the record,
racist.
That's not how it works in real life.
No.
It's like the Dead and Alive world.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah. So it's it's not like on that level, but there's like a couple of points where it can get a little tricksy. But yeah, if you don't like bullet hells, it'll do. But as far as that, the actual like outside level progression, you'll get like, you'll unlock other characters that you interact with that sell you stuff that basically just update like what gear you find
in the
place.
That's the Necrodancer thing too. Like,
yeah. You,
and probably Darkest Dungeon, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Similar to that, where like that one might be even the most rogue-y.
Yeah.
I think that one is because like you just don't get attached to your. I don't know. I think XCOM trained me well for that game because you just learn not to get attached to your people. Like you kind of level up everybody equally, and some of them are just, you're gonna have to just deal with them going crazy or dying, and just understand it's not the end of the world.
And I think that my holdover there is you're just directly right what you're saying, Kendrick, is like it has a holdover from MMOs like World of Warcraft and things where like I have my character and that's like my avatar and like I can come back to that and be like, okay, this is where I got to, and there's a sense of like the achievement's far more obvious in my head.
I get it. And like for me, I really hated roguelikes. Like I've played a lot of roguelikes over the years, and every time I do that, I sink like 30 minutes into it and then I'm like, nope, I hate this. And it's funny that, Joe, you should mention the XCOM and, like, not getting attached to people. That makes me think of Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah.
Where, like, you could build these characters up, and you're like, oh, Jimmy, I really like Jimmy. And then you're like, Jimmy died. Like, well, I guess I didn't do, like, Jimmy that much.
Not much.
They must have taken that out of the other Tactics games, because I don't remember that in Tactics Advanced.
Well,
which is good, because I really liked it. I liked. Yeah.
I never played
I
much
think
of Advanced.
They did. So, basically, Final Fantasy Tactics, you get knocked out, and then if you stay dead for three full turns, meaning your turn hits three times, which is a long time in that game, then you turn into a crystal, and then someone can take the crystal and learn like some of your skills or something, but you're fucking dead.
Okay.
Unless you're one of the named main characters, in which case you're fucking not dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that mechanic stayed in there, but it was really hard to keep. You had to kind of fuck up pretty bad for someone to die and not be made, like, kept alive or revived or something. I didn't play too much Tactics Advance because I kind of wanted to throw that game into space.
Yeah,
the
same
whole
here.
Judging thing pushed a lot of people out of it, I think. But that's all I ever knew, so I didn't realize that there was a different
version. And that's fair, but, like, that part was, like... It's kind of a tangent. I'm just going to go on the tangent. I'm sorry. This is pissing in the stream.
Get on your soapbox.
But the judges were an awful part of that game, and I hated it because it was like, no, because I want to do the thing. And they're like, nope, can't use swords. Like, all my guys have swords. Like, what the dick, man?
Why?
But having said that, it set the stage for Final Fantasy 13, I think it was, which I never played. But I heard a lot of cool stuff about, and culturally it was really interesting because the judges that were, like, you know, throwing these arbitrary rules around, it took place in the same universe,
yeah,
but sometime later.
12.
Yeah.
12 was that
12.
One.
Yeah, yeah, 12. Yeah. Thank you. And they started getting, like, crazy fascist about it, where it was like, hey, today it's illegal to be a Moogle, so you know what? Fuck you. Get in the box, dickhead. And it was like, whoa, 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 what the, wait, what? And playing with that, like, from a world-building standpoint, I really enjoyed. It was really kind of a fun concept. But I feel like in Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced, it was not good. And it mostly just made the game unfun.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely agree. There were some times where I was like, why the hell can't I use stabs? Like, what is the point of this? Like, why would I not be able to use stabs? Or, like, why can't I use fire magic? This is so dumb. Like,
well, so... just so you know.
But yeah, suffice to say, I went on a video game journey, and it sounds like I should buy Dead Cells, which I probably do at some point, but I'm scared.
I want you to play Dead Cells, and I want Joe to record it, and I want to see what it happens.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Kyle, we can make that happen.
We can. I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm about to, like, yeah, I don't know. There's at the 26th, when the 26th hits, we'll see, like, if we're allowed to, like, see people in person again, I guess, right?
This episode won't come out before the 26th, so we'll have known.
So the recording of Joe and me playing Dead Cells might already be out.
Yay!
Look for no, that on Quick Spot. There's fucking no way Joe's going to edit that in time. But
that's besides the point. Dude, no. I on that note, if you're going to bring that up, I'll bring this up. I was trying not to plug myself again, but we've actually had a pretty badass schedule for recording. I have had an episode uploaded every day for the last, excluding weekends, for the last, like, 3 weeks. And we've been doing...
Three weeks of pandemic quarantine.
Yes.
Yeah. So when real life comes around, it'll be once a month.
Maybe. It's also worth noting that the videos you were posting for the first part of that, you recorded 2 years ago.
That's true. That's fair. However... It's kind of been, it's been good to get back to it. We've been doing recordings on weekends, and the editing I did on Sunday. So I actually got it to a point where I can, we can do like a sit-down recording session for like a couple of hours at night on Saturday, and then I can spend a couple of hours on Sunday, get them uploaded, or get them edited, uploaded, and scheduled out for the whole rest of the week. I have all the episodes that have gone out yesterday, today, and the rest of this week are done and just scheduled to come out. So I'm kind of enjoying this new, like, schedule and this new work, and as long as I can keep actually recording stuff, then
as long as we remain quarantined, we're good.
Nah, I think it'll be all right. It's been good.
Now, you got to figure out how to record Kyle playing Dead Cells remotely.
Yeah, that will be interesting. I don't really know how. I haven't actually ever tried to set up the Elgato with a Elgato Switch.
So what I'll do, it's really easy, actually. But what I'll do is I'll be outside of your house with the camera, and I'll just set it up outside. And so I can see your TV,
just
and I'll just shout at you.
Like some fucking, like, what is it, Duck Game? What's that game called? Duck Season?
The one with the VR horror game that you didn't know was horror
until it was too late.
Yeah, some
fucking Duck Season shit. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just do that. I'll just be filming outside your house through the blinds while you're playing.
Yeah.
I mean,
masturbating,
like,
you know, like a little.
I could probably just, like record it on OBS or something. Like, I don't know that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I can't.
Well, if you're gonna play Switch, that's kind of the hard part. Anyway, it's we're at minute 20, so, like, fuck it.
So
we're just rambling now. So let's just cut it.
Like,
cut
one second.
And subscribe,
Kendrick,
everybody.
Do it.
Play Morta.
What?
Bye.
End.
What just happened? Are we still recording? What's happening?